قرآن كويست. يس بليز.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزاتي الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we study the Quran with our dear and beloved, always energetic, Sheikh Habib. Assalamu alaikum, brother Habib. Thank you for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So we're on chapter Mary, chapter 19. Let's listen to a few verses from verse 45, and then we will begin our discussion with brother Habib.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي.
Abraham said, "Peace will be upon you. I will ask forgiveness for you of my Lord. Indeed, he is ever gracious to me." And I will leave you and those you invoke other than Allah, and will invoke my Lord. I expect that I will not be in invocation to my Lord unhappy.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to a few verses from chapter 19, chapter Mary. So just to put you in context, Abraham is inviting his uncle to Islam to stop worshipping idols. And although he's very respectful, his uncle is not responding in a very respectful way. And actually, he's even threatening him to death. Now, we talked about how respectful Abraham stays with his father, but it's really, really amazing. His father is telling him to go away, throwing him out, expelling him, banishing him, threatening him with death. He's saying that I will stone you. And yet Abraham remains so peaceful, so calm, so respectful. Can you elaborate on this for us?
Yeah, and we see that even when he states, for example, inni akhaf, like, I fear for you. I fear for you.
I'm just worried about you.
I'm worried about you. And that's really just the morals of Abraham. And this really goes back to this factor. Every individual that really, in reality, truly, like a sponge, takes in the teachings of monotheism, becomes in this path, becomes a true human being. And we talked about this like 2-3 times this month. And we stated that Tawheed, monotheism, is the base for every righteousness, for every good, for everything good. And here, when a true, the role model we could take, we could use Abraham as the role model. This person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, look how he acts, look how he reacts, look how are his actions, look how look how upright his actions are, look how high status they are. And still, subhanallah, this is also a lesson for us. that even though you are a good person, even though you have great manners and high morals, there's still people who are not gonna, you know, who are gonna hurt you, who are not gonna, you know, be like you. And even if you are like that, with even if you are showing your good side to them, they're gonna show you the bad side of them. And even more, that should not be the red line for you to stop acting good or to stop being with high characters and morals. Just because that person is disrespectful to you or towards you does not mean that you should be disrespectful towards them, as long as there's a chance that they can change or there is a chance that you're doing your duties and your obligation.
Thank you very much for that introduction. That actually opens doors to more questions. Let's take a break and we'll be back after the break. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying chapter 19 with our dear brother Habib, and we're talking about how superbly, amazingly respectful and nice Abraham is, even though his father is responding him as harshly as he can. I don't think he could have been even more harsh than this.
He wanted to kill him and wanted him to abandon him altogether.
To kill him. But so when you said something very nice in the last part. You said that the more people attract monotheism to themselves, the more monotheistic they become, the more lenient and respectful and nice they become. But I think that we all know people in our community who are super religious. They're austere. They're super rigid. You won't even dare go close to them. You can hardly ever see them smiling, let alone being kind. And they're so tough with everyone else. How are these two? These two are very contradictive. I mean, the monotheism that you said is very nice, but the monotheism we're seeing in these people is very disattractive. It's repulsive.
Here, my brother, I take this in my life, actually. And you understand why I take this in my life right now. There are two aspects to it, two sides to it. First side is that when you're talking to them, you want to, you know, tell them that true, what you're saying is right. Us Muslims have to act as better Muslims. That's true. And that's so clear to everyone. That you're a Muslim, you know this is the teaching, that's the teaching. Follow it. You have to follow it. True, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pray Salat al-Layl, you fast all of Rajab, you fast all of Sha'ban, and Shahr Ramadan, of course. But still you don't have these morals and characteristics. That's not cool, man. You have to, you have to have them. There's another side to it. We don't know that person. See, believe is like, what we call in mantiq, mafhum mushakkak.
It's a disputed
level.
Concept.
Like it's a, yeah, it's like it has different levels.
Uh-huh.
Like for example, this globe.
Mm-hmm.
It has this much, it gives this much amount of light. You have the sun. You have the stars. You have, for example, your mobile phone. Everyone, the fire has some kind of, light to it. All of them are the same. They give light.
But at different levels.
Believers are the same thing with belief. We even have this title, this chapter in Al-Kafi called Darajatul Iman, the levels of belief.
Faith.
And for example, we have like 11, there are 11 levels or 10 levels. And the person on the 10th level should not talk about the 9th level. The 9th level should not, accuse and abuse the 8th level. The 8th level should not accuse the 7th and the 6th level. Why? This is very important. And the Imam Ali said, and there's a story that I want to take, but after, inshallah ta'ala, you know, when they have like 5 minutes where I could take without going to break, I want to stay this story. It's very important and very connected to what we're talking about. At the end of the day, this person, true, he has beliefs. He believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in the Prophet and whatnot. But he also has his problems. You know, me personally, I return home, for example, tired. For example, this person calls me. I don't have the energy. It needs energy. It's not easy being a complete Muslim on the 10th level. It's not easy being like Abraham. No one says it's easy. It's hard. True, no one. True, we also have to act upon it. But sometimes we come out short. You have to keep that in mind. And I respect the people that are trying. At least try. You know, like you see, like sometimes in the cartoon movies where the person can't smile and he has a problem smiling, and then he smiles with that ugly and scary smile.
Weird way.
Well, at least he's trying. At least he's trying.
So let's wrap up this part. What you're saying here is that you agree that monotheism should bring lenience.
Yes.
And so people who aren't like that should try to become lenient.
Yes.
But for the rest of us, we should understand that
sometimes people go through problems, and you know,
we should understand
that what's up with them.
They might have problems. We have to try to be understanding. Yes. Rather than offensive and aggressive towards them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thanks. Let's take a break. And after the break, we'll be back for that for the rest of our discussion.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. And very quickly, we're going to go to Brother Habib to tell us his story, which is about monotheism and the characteristics of that. Go ahead.
So like how I stated, religion or being religious is at different levels. Sometimes, for example, and of course, tradition also plays a role. The culture that you live in, the state and the country, the environment that you live in, all these also play a role in how you act with religion and how you put religion and you make religion your lifestyle. And for example, there are some people like how we have this that they don't even smile altogether. And we have the sayings that a believer is a person who always smiles. Even though that in his heart he's always sad and unhappy and gloomy, either because he's afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he has his own hardships and problems. So this story, in summary, and about how to respect others. For example, when I see someone not smiling, and I know he's a follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, I'm not going to go ahead and take a stone him, like how, you know, some people stated in the Quran wanted to do with Abraham. But instead, I will act with respect towards him. And this really is emphasized in this story. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam sent a man of his companions as an agent to do some, you know, trade. The man came back. So the Imam alayhi salam used to trade, yes. And the man came back. And of course, when coming back to villages or to coming back to the city, there were places outside the city, like hotels and motels nowadays. And of course, the people would usually be tired. So before entering the city, they would sleep in that place. Then the next morning, they would go into the city. So the man went to supposedly sleep. And when he wanted to sleep, he saw Imam Sadiq alayhi salam sitting and waiting for him. So they were talking about the trade and whatnot. Then he asked, did you see Fulan, or that person, this specific person? He said, yes, I saw him. Did you say salam to him? Did you talk to him? He said, no, I do not talk to such a person with such belief. I do not talk to a person with such belief. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam stated, why? Isn't he one of my followers? He stated, yes, but he believes in this and that. The Imam told him, well, Allah has knowledge that we do not have knowledge in. Does that mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stays away from us? Does tabarri from us? Abstains from us?
There are things that Allah knows and we don't know.
No.
But He doesn't push us away.
Push us away, exactly. There are things that we know that you don't know. And we do not push you away. He is a follower of us. As long as he is a follower of us, respect him. Follow him. You know, love him. And that's the message. that sometimes you have knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door of guidance for you that He has not yet opened for that person. That does not mean to not disrespect Him. And you know, of course, when I say knowledge, I mean even acting upon it. Because the true knowledge in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam is the knowledge that you act upon. For example, you have knowledge that smiling is a good trait, right? You act, when you act upon it, that at that time I call you, you have knowledge about it. So, for example, this person not smiling, I'm not going to disrespect him. I'm going to say yes between me and myself that this person is low in knowledge. He is lower than me, for example, in belief, in this meaning, right? But that does not mean I disrespect him or I say that he is not a believer. So at the end of the day, the moral of the story is have morals.
Have morals and be lenient and kind. So it's actually a two-way road. For those of Muslims who are rigid, the message to them is be lenient, smile, be nice, be attractive. And to those people who have to live with such rigid people, be understanding that, first of all, they might have problems that you're not unaware of. And secondly, even if we're better than them in that area of faith, it doesn't mean that we should leave them alone, and it doesn't mean that they will never find the way. We should try to help them and love them just as much as we love everyone else. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. That's all the time that we have. Unfortunately, if you missed the program, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, from me and the whole team, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You.